is pretty much set. I mean, it's mainly one through four seats. The only bigger, the biggest shock for me. Well, actually, on Sunday night, excuse me, recording this Sunday night. Pretty much the only thing I see getting in at the double-digit seats, either Oregon or UC Irvine. Maybe Ohio State makes a comeback, but I'm thinking UC Irvine or Oregon, the only team, and they'll face Virginia, I believe. I'll check again in the morning. But round one, Murray State was a shocker. Of course, Liberty was a shocker. Obviously, UC Irvine and Oregon both were shockers. Couple 9 seeds. I don't count that as shockers. Really, all 12 seeds except for New Mexico State were shockers. Minnesota was a shocker, but not really. Iowa was a shocker, but not really. They played well today. Played Tennessee real well. But other than that, it was kind of a quiet round. I didn't really see much in the name of upsets in round two, really. Obviously, we still have one more game to go, but I just don't see it happening. But I was going to say, anything can happen. Like I said, Sweet 16 is always a good time. But it's quick, man. After next weekend, we're down to four. May seem like, you know, no way, but next weekend we'll know our four teams. And the following Saturday and then Monday will be big time. So we'll know the Elite Eight by Saturday. So as always, here's how the rest of the schedule is going to work. Sweet 16, I'm going to make my predictions Wednesday night. Make that fair. Saturday morning. I'll make my Elite Eight predictions. Then Monday morning, probably, we'll recap of the Elite Eight. And then probably Friday night. Or Thursday night, one of those nights in April, I'll have my official final four predictions. And that's it, guys. Now, real quick, I just got cut off there at the end. The other thing is my championship predictions will also be Sunday night for the Monday game, April 8th. And then my podcast will go regular. For those of you wondering about racing picks, I am not doing any racing picks the next couple weeks. So basically, the next racing picks I'll do will be probably, actually, know what, this weekend I'll do them. There's just too much happening in the basketball landscape. I felt like it just wasn't worth it to put anything out there. So tomorrow I'll have racing picks all ready for you, and we'll go from there. But I'll try to get that out Friday. It's going to be busy, like I said, but I just feel like if it's too much again to handle, because I don't want the basketball interfering with the race. This is basketball time of year. I'll let it go. But if not, I'll try my best. If anything, I will get MotoGP picks. NASCAR right now, man, it's just two teams. I mean, I'm not going to lie. JGR and SHR, Penske are just the teams. They have three, and really it's Kyle has two, Brad has two, Joey and Denny have one. And to be honest with you, Kyle should have four. I mean, he really should have four. He should have won Daytona. He should have clearly won Vegas. That's four right there. The only race I think he brutally lost was today and Atlanta. But other than that, stay tuned, guys. It's going to be a fun week. Enjoy your coverage.